It currently encroaches into the marsh buffer setback. And as you can see, this property is impacted by the setback on three sides. The proposed residence, although it would create an encroachment, it would encroach less than the current residence does now. This is an aerial map of the subject property. Here, as you can see, the existing residence. And it's far more rectangular in shape than the proposed residence, which is more of a square. These are the building elevations provided by the petitioner for the proposed structure. In review of this, we did find that a repositioning of the proposed residence to the south could take the proposed structure partially out of the setback, the marsh buffer, but not completely, without creating an encroachment on the south side of the property. And we felt like this was an unnecessary imposition on the adjacent property in order to do that. Due to the fact that the encroachment is being diminished by this, and the impact of the marsh is impacting this property on three sides, staff found that there was grounds for a variance in that case, and we're recommending approval of the 8-foot marsh buffer setback variance.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Any questions? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner? Have you signed in?
Yes, I'm signed in. Sure. Billy Robinson.
Okay, raise your right hand. Do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
It was laid out pretty well in the staff report, what we're trying to do. The house was built in 1950, so a lot of these ordinances weren't in place. We're in that AE flood zone, and our base flood elevation is 11 feet. The existing structure is 73 foot wide. What we're trying to do is go back and put the 45 foot, so it's going to be a lot more narrow, but it is going to get it, still need that variance of like 8 feet. But we're trying to raise up. We flooded in the crawl space and with Hurricane Matthew, and then it got all up in the house. And so we've been living in the house, but it's all open, no doors shut, all that good stuff. So anyway, the staff report pretty much lays out everything that we're trying to do. So if there's any questions.
Any questions for the petition? Thank you. Okay. Is anyone here to speak from the public on this matter? Hearing none, entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
That's recommendation.
Been moved and second. No further discussion. Go ahead and vote.
Sent from the neighbor.
Start that from the
Okay.
It's been approved unanimously. Good luck with the new building.
Thanks very much. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Lawson, is there any other business?
There is, if I might. The petitioner for a previous petition, Mr. Bach, and his representative for 707 Betts Creek Drive are here today. But just for a little bit of information, they're not on the agenda, but I want to give y'all some information, a reminder, I guess, if you will. At our last meeting, regarding an appeal to the zoning administrator's decision regarding a structure, two structures in this case, that were constructed on Mr. Bach's property pursuant to the accessory dwelling portion of the zoning ordinance. At that time, the board instructed Mr. Seabed to re-review the petition as it relates to the compatibility standards with adjacent properties. Mr. Seabed then informed, he went through, began that process, and as I understood it, informed Mr. Bach that he would need the final renderings of what he was going to be proposing in order to show that his building was compatible. So that was where you all left it as a board with Mr. Seabed. I believe there was some court action that also took place in the interim between our last meeting and today. And Mr. Bach's representatives are here today, and I believe they'd like to make a statement at the board's permission.
That's fine with me.
If they got pleadings, that would be helpful too.
Cool. Go ahead, come forward.
What was that, Mr. Blackburn?
If they had pleadings, that would be helpful too.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear the second?
Well, let's see if they have a second.
Whether to say I support or oppose, I'm opposing the appeal.
All right, you'll state your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Adam Walters, and I'm fortunate enough to represent the Box.
Okay.
Regarding this matter.
All right.
Yes, I was brought on after the last meeting in which we understood that the board wanted Mr. Seabed to consider the neighboring properties. We went to mediation 3 weeks ago at the magistrate court regarding the stop work order, which was lifted. And at that, we discussed putting cypress trees at the front of the property, which would shield view from the street and the two neighbors. As such, it's my understanding that Mr. Seabed has stated that he will recommend that that will take care of the compatibility issue. I've been communicating with Ms. Davenport, who agreed to lift the stop work order, and she sent me an email that stated it's her understanding that Mr. Seabed will say that he has considered the overall adjacent properties and the appearance of the community, as well as other factors allowed by law. And that with the proposed landscaping trees, these will be cypress trees that will grow to very quickly to cover the front of the buildings. And she stated that she is trying to get a letter completed to you that the county attorney's office. And I'm going to read some words into this because it's not in this text, but I understand that letter is going to say that the county attorney's office believes that the siding is compatible.
Is that what we were emailed about Sherry the other day?
I was not, I did not receive that email, but I just wanted to make one statement before any other testimony is made, is that the staff is not asking the board to take any action today. This is only for information.
Right. So we received something from the county attorney's office the other day.
Yeah.
From Sherry Oliver. And that being said, I assume it's just their opinion. So okay. Anything else you want?
Well, I would just add that by the time Mr. Bach was informed that he was required to stop work, that the buildings were substantially completed, and now they are complete. They're obviously, we'll put cypress trees down if that is what
Did the stop work order get lifted?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Seaback does make his recommendation today, we would like the board to go ahead and vote to dismiss the appeal.
We can't do that.
But we can't do that. It's not on the agenda.
Okay.
The public's not been noticed.
All right.
That anything's on the agenda today.
Okay. I would just ask that I will be out of the country the last 2 weeks of July, that if it's put on another agenda, that it be delayed till August or September.
Well, I think we made our ruling, and if you and the county have come up with something else, then that's y'all's business.
Okay.
Our ruling stands.
Well, the decision made. I haven't signed anything. I just signed everything from last month. What decision was made?
During the meeting, the petition, the hearing was continued so that at the board's direction, Mr. Seaback was told to reconsider his review of the compatibility, because at the time he did initially, he only considered the principal residence on the property and not the adjacent properties, which is required by the ordinance. So the board directed Mr. Seaback to go back and re-review it and consider the adjacent properties as required by the ordinance. He went into that process and informed Mr. Bach that he would need to show him essentially the outer materials of the building, and so he could determine the compatibility. And I think that's when, after that process, then the mediation process took place. Is that correct, Mr. Seaback?
Yes.
Okay. So this appeal came from neighbors, not Mr.
Correct.
Bach, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right. And we have not made a decision on that appeal, correct?
Except to the extent that we instructed Mr. Seaback to go back and recognize.
I understand. Right. We asked for more information, and we asked for something from Mr. Seaback. The appeal is still outstanding. It's still pending, correct?
The appeal, the vote at the last meeting was to uphold the appeal with those instructions.
To uphold the appeal? To grant or deny or continue?
To grant. My terminology is.
Okay.
So in other words, what was appealed by the applicant, the board agreed, as I understood it, on that appeal. They also instructed Mr. Seaback, as I just described.
But the appellant were the neighbors.
That's correct. Yes.
So as a part of this mediation, would it not have been appropriate for the appellants to withdraw their appeal?
If they've not withdrawn their appeal, we still have to make a decision at some point.
Right. I don't want to contradict anything, but I understood it that the ZBA remanded this, did not deny the appeal or grant the appeal, but rather remanded this back to Mr. Seaback to consider the adjacent properties.
We got to come to something. We need to come to some conclusion. I've not signed the decision of any kind yet, so this is still open,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
But it seems that the board's instructions to Mr. Seaback have not been completed, I would say. Is that fair to say?
Yes. My understanding was the board said I had not considered a portion of the requirement and returned it to me for a further review. Mm-hmm. I understood the board to say Mr. Bach needed to make the exterior compliant or compatible with the adjacent properties. I went out there, the one property has wood siding, the other has stucco. I told Mr. Bach I felt those were his choices for making it appear compatible with the adjacent properties. After that, we had the mediation hearing regarding specifically the stop work order, which was lifted. and it was brought up at that time about the Leland Cypress. I've discussed this with the county attorney's office and said I didn't understand that to be what you said, but if they felt that it was appropriate to contact you about that, I would go along with that. That wasn't my understanding of what the board instructed me to do.
Yeah, I'm just listening. Of course, I wasn't here. I know you all had a long discussion, but covering something doesn't make it compatible, does it? Just blocking it doesn't make it compatible. It still is whatever it is behind the trees.
Well, it says compatible with appearance of the neighborhood, and if they made the siding appear to be similar to the
adjacent property. Yet,
that hasn't been shown to us yet.
Right.
And, right, he has not done that. They, the Cypress idea came up, and based on that, I told him I would give him until that was resolved before I would require him to provide an alternate appearance for the structures.
So ultimately, as I see the posture of this, there's an appeal by the neighbors pending, and if those neighbors decide to withdraw their appeal, then there's nothing before this board. If you, as the zoning administrator, determine that it's inside or outside, and you grant or allow the building, that's not before this board yet, whatever decision you make. So right now, is the only thing before this board is the appeal. That needs to be decided upon, or the appellants need to withdraw it.
It went to court because of the stop work order that was placed. It was strictly for the stop work order.
Nothing to do with us.
Right, and that was lifted. Mm-hmm. So there was no action taken, and it was mediation. It was not magistrate court per se.
What gives magistrate court authority to overturn the stop work order?
That was per the county attorney's office. They said they had issued the stop work order, so they withdrew the stop work order.
Who took it to magistrate court?
I don't understand. I cited them, and Ms. Davenport represented us in court.
And that's for the ordinance violation?
Yes.
And that's what y'all resolved, is the ordinance violation?
Yes.
As far as the county is concerned?
Yes.
And I don't think that affects what was before this board.
No, there's a pending appeal that needs to be resolved. I'm aware of that.
The decision should have been written up because we made the decision.
We made no decision last month. We remanded it back to the zoning administrator to comply with the ordinance to reflect not only the residents but the surrounding structures or neighborhood. So there was a factual issue that needed to be resolved. My confusion is, what did the mediation resolve with respect to the trees and the siding and the porch and other things?
Whether or not it violated the ordinance.
And is your agreement specific to the part to Ms. Beck and his neighbors, and has now that decision, your mediation results, been referred to the zoning administrator for consideration?
Yes, but at the mediation was for the stop work order, but at the mediation, my takeaway was that we came away with an agreement on what would be acceptable to be compatible, and
between
that was
Mr. Beck and his neighbors?
No.
Mr. Beck and also the county.
Yeah, the zoning administrator.
I misunderstood that.
And the neighbors, though.
No, the neighbors are not involved.
They have not heard involved from the neighbors.
And the neighbors who have the appeal?
The neighbor,
yes.
Who lives two doors down.
So at this point, and I'm fine continuing it at council, and no one else can be here to represent Mr. Bach in July, then that's fine with me, but it seems to me there's still a pending matter.
Yeah, I think so, Mr. Chairman, and it seems to me that the action that took place at the mediation has interrupted what Mr. Seebeck was doing as directed by this board. So I think we need some clarification from the county attorney's office as it relates to...
Sir?
Jennifer was the one working on this?
Yes. She said they were working on getting a letter to y'all as a...
We got that memo. It just described that there was a mediation and they came to an agreement. But if the neighbors weren't involved in that, then that means the appellants were not involved, the specific appellants. And we can't have something just sitting open. We have to resolve it one way or the other. At some point, it has to be resolved and closed.
We need a decision from last time written up in the manner it was done based on the minutes, which means somebody may need to go get the tape.
I'll do that.
Well, yes. You weren't here yet. We tabled the minutes. That'll be at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I was here.
I'll provide that to you.
Was a vote taken?
Yes.
Yes.
And to remand.
A vote was taken to remand the matter to the zoning administrator. So as I understand...
And basically, they had appealed his decision. We upheld their appeal and said they were right, his decision was wrong, and we referred it back to him to reconsider what he'd done.
That's right.
Then that should result in here.
That's right.
That's what occurred.
But it's the issue of the resolution of the compatibility of the structure that...
We still have the subjective determination under the ordinance as to whether the structure is compatible or not. Mr. Seebeck had one arm of the consideration done with respect to the residence, but he didn't consider the surrounding neighborhood. That matter is still open, I think.
Yeah, that was my understanding.
Okay. Even though you've agreed outside of these proceedings, that matter is before this board is still open.
Well,
the question as I see it is we're reversing the decision, we're remanding it back to Mr. Seebeck for further consideration. The question becomes, when we take that action, are we going to make these neighbors make a new filing fee to come back to us? I don't think that's fair on the neighbors.
No, I don't think that would be. Yeah.
So I'd rather it remain open and they can either dismiss their appeal if they agree or not, but I don't want to make our fellow citizens have to pay a new filing fee because we've closed it out. Right. It wasn't their fault.
Then we didn't close it out.
Mm. Okay. Right, it seems like it was determined, and I wasn't at the mediation, but it seems like in the mediation it was determined that in lieu of making the structure visually compatible, that this landscape idea would be sufficient, but that is not what the ordinance allows.
But the mall is what the board decided.
Right.
If that's what the county attorney decided for the stop work order, then okay, but their decision is not binding on this group.
Right, and the real problem here is due process giving the appellants an opportunity to be heard. Apparently they were not in the magistrate court matter.
I'm just asking a question.
They want apologies to that.
It was my understanding at the last meeting it was continued to this meeting. That's why we're here.
No.
Your understanding is incorrect.
Okay.
From my recollection.
Well, it certainly wasn't continued because it's not on the agenda and it wasn't published on the agenda. So either way, it's not on the agenda for this meeting.
Okay.
But, that said, of course, he's correct. Yep, and they're the appellants. They have a right to be heard as well. And it strikes me this matter. Nothing's going to get resolved today. They're not here, so this board is certainly not going to make any decisions without them here. And so we need to figure out a time to. And you said you're out next month.
I'm out next month.
So the August meeting, and in the interim, we can reach out to the county attorney, get a better understanding of what's occurred, and if either side wants to share anything with us for consideration, there's time to do so. But
and we'll need to provide notice to all of the.
That's correct. All the parties for the August meeting.
Which date is the August meeting?
In the in the interim, we'll also have the minutes from the last meeting completed by then.
Should be 28th.
And we'll have full information. I think that's the prudent step we need to make at this point. Okay.
And just to recap, the 28th is the August meeting. Just to recap, I think Mr. Corsi probably, you know, laid it out pretty clearly as to the actions that took place last meeting. The appellant, which was Mr. Panos, had an appeal of the zoning administrator's decision before the board. After taking the testimony, the board's decision was to uphold the appeal and remand the action, the petition back to Mr. Seebeck for consideration of the entire language of the ordinance about compatibility. In order to do that, Mr. Seebeck advised Mr. Bach that he would need to show him essentially how the building would be compatible if he were to rule that it would be found that way. Then in the interim, the mediation was held. This landscaping idea was put forth as a solution. However, that still leaves the board's instruction to Mr. Seebeck sort of hanging out there.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we are right now.
If that's accurate, then Mr. Seebeck, I think I heard you say you have not completed that, your finding yet?
I have not seen anything from Mr. Bach.
Mr. Seebeck needs to complete his finding, which means Mr. Bach needs to give him whatever Mr. Seebeck asked for. Mr. Seebeck needs to make his decision, and then the neighbors can decide whether they want to appeal that new decision or dismiss their appeal.
And we'll have that at the August meeting.
Everybody clear?
Sure. So just to make clarification, so when I showed Mr. Seebeck that there are like structures, you know, comparing apples to apples,
Whatever Mr. Seebeck needs to make his decision needs to be provided, and he'll make his decision, whatever it may be, as he normally does. He doesn't make his decisions in conjunction with us. They're just made.
Right.
And the neighbors who appeal, we're not going to make them pay for a new appeal, sure. So they can just decide whether they want to appeal that decision or if everyone's happy with whatever his decision is.
Okay.
If they're happy, they'll dismiss their appeal. If they're not, we'll have a hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, though. This
appreciate it.
No. Helpful. All right. We're all trying to the end.
We missed your last meeting.
I missed y'all, too. I was getting out of town. I realized it was a long meeting. I would not have gotten out of town in time had I been here. Is there any other business?
There is another piece of business that
on the record?
Not for our agenda.
All right, so we'll go ahead and close this meeting. We can go ahead.